WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Today marks the start of new city leadership in the Twin Cities. Both the College Station and Bryan City Councils will finalize election results and swear in its new members. That's the first thing when the College Station Council meets at 6, followed by a reception and then agenda business with the new members. The order is reversed in Bryan, where there will be a reception at 5, but the new members won't take office until after the reception and after the current council considers agenda business. Twice in a 5-day period, residents of two established College Station neighborhoods have attended public meetings to voice their opposition to future plans. Last week, an estimated 50 homeowners in Emerald Forest questioned the Metropolitan Planning Organization's recommendation to turn Emerald Parkway into a 6-lane highway, extending Harvey Mitchell Parkway east past the freeway to Highway 30. That's one of the MPO's proposals to improve traffic congestion over the next 30 years. Public hearings will continue through March on the 2050 thoroughfare plan. And at the last College Station City Council meeting, there was a 5-2 vote against another zoning change along the freeway's northbound frontage road that was opposed by homeowners in the Raintree subdivision.
Just because the property owner and the developer can't make any money is not my concern, and it should not be your concern. When they bought this property, they knew what it was zoned, and we shouldn't be rezoning property just to appease a developer.
Mark Buckskimper was opposed to allowing the property to include a 4-story hotel and allow parking between businesses and homes. Approaching 2 weeks since Election Day, petition signatures are still being counted by supporters of creating a new community college in Brazos County funded by property taxes.
A news release issued Friday by the Research Valley Partnership's Talent Initiative Committee did not include how close they were to the minimum 11,000 signatures required to call for an election. The Economic Development Agency is pursuing a new college as an option to provide more workforce training. Committee co-chairman Andrew Nelson stated proposals from other institutions, including Blinn College, do not meet the comprehensive needs of Brazos County. Blinn officials tell WTAW News the RVP has provided no information how they could expand or improve its programs. And Blinn says they continue to partner with local businesses to meet local workforce demands at no expense to Brazos County taxpayers. You can read the complete statements from the RVP and Blinn online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The director of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute the last 10 years is stepping down. Dennis Christensen, who led TTI the last 10 years and has been affiliated with the Institute for 45 years, received a resolution at the recent Board of Regents meeting.
It's been a fun ride to be a small part of what Chancellor Sharp and Vice Chancellor Banks have made happen over here for the last 5 years.
Christensen also endorsed the Regents' selection as the sole finalist as his successor.
I've known Greg for a number of years, consider him to be a good friend.
Final action will take place next month on hiring an assistant secretary at the U.S. Department of Transportation, Gregory Winfrey, as the new TTI director. Meantime, TTI has announced receiving a grant from the Federal Highway Administration that could be as much as $50 million over the next 5 years to study why traffic crashes occur and to understand what affects the severity of injury outcomes. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
There goes 6:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure covers the central United States this morning. Should be a nice day overall. We'll have abundant sunshine. Highs will be 70 to 75. But we do have a system coming out of the southwest that will affect us tomorrow. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 60. Clouding up tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, 75. Showers and storms tomorrow night, some may produce heavy rain, 60. Clearing in the afternoon on Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at who's left in high school football after the area playoffs this weekend. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Texas A&M football team secured a victory over UTSA on Kyle Field. In Austin, rumors abound that Texas coach Charlie Strong's been fired, but athletic director Mike Perrin says so far they're just that. And in the NFL, Dak Prescott led the Cowboys to a new franchise record 9-game win streak. All the details are coming up and more on sports in News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so you had enough of this cold weather? Is that it?
Done. Yeah, that's no, all. No, yeah. no, not yet.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it was not uncomfortable at all, and it was pretty okay. And again, get a chance to do things outside, not having to worry about what the temps are going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. And today we'll continue that. Again, we'll be 73 or so. Now, a cautionary note, and that's he did mention it, 40% chance of rain tomorrow, 70% chance of rain tomorrow night. So there. But like Turkey Day's perfect.
Yeah.
It'd be 73.
Looks like it's going to be great.
We got 73s really like all week long. So, hey, that's why we live here, right?
Woohoo.
Exactly.
You know, that's it. So, kind of a sports story today. Daniel Bronson, he'd be the quarterback at the University of Rochester.
Ah, okay. U of R.
You okay. Do we know what their nickname is?
Oh,
since you were
Jesus.
Up in that world
I
for
know.
A while.
My grandparents live in Rochester.
Oh, okay.
I'll look it up. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Daniel Bronson's biggest play on a record-setting day as quarterback of the University of Rochester happened away from the football field.
Hmm.
The 21-year-old junior was leaving a restaurant in his hometown of he's from, Lockport in Niagara County, on November the 5th when he saw a man run past a 73-year-old woman and yank her purse out of her arms as she walked with her husband. Bronson took off after the man, who dropped the purse but kept on running. Bronson kept on running, too, tackled the guy and held him down with the help of his girlfriend's father and brother.
Nice.
Yep. Police arrived, arrested the man on a robbery charge. So there.
Hey, there
now,
you go.
Those off-field heroics came just hours after he had piled up nearly 400 yards in total offense and run for 60 yards for a touchdown in the 37-34 loss to Worcester Polytechnical Institute.
All righty.
Wow.
Their mascot is the Yellow Jacket.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Yep. So just in case you were
there
wondering.
There you go. But he's a microbiology major.
Oh, of course. So, yeah.
So, again, not planning on a career in the NFL, but good on him for doing that.
Yeah, very cool.
This is reminiscent of what happened when years ago in the University of Texas campus when somebody tried to hold up Johnny Lamb Jones, who happened to be a gold medalist in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
that.
Did that, ran away. Well, it didn't run far. So
didn't work out for
you. No, it really didn't.
Well.
But again, why would you want to? No. That's fine.
I mean, you probably shouldn't be robbing people in the first place.
Well, you shouldn't. That's right. And he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I guess he thought, well, he's a little weak guy. I can, oh, well, no, he's not. Dang.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That might be a mistake.
Just to get you, took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:14. It is November the 21st. Let me see. I got my little day counter here someplace. All right, today 323. We got 43 of them to go. So it's World Hello Day.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, there you go. It's a False Confessions Day. Okay. It's a National Stuffin' Day. What the heck?
Before Thanksgiving?
Right? Why does that happen? Hmm.
It's all weird that it's so many days before Thanksgiving.
Well, all right. Hmm. Let me go back and see how they came up with this. All right. National Stuffing Day. Whether the cook chooses to stuff the bird with crusts of bread, onion, celery, or the difference is first is called a stuffing, but later was referred to as a dressing. Okay, so what?
Yeah.
It's the ideal day to join in National Stuffing Day, Thanksgiving right around the corner.
No, it's not an ideal day.
Yeah, if
right?
We're already thinking about delicious stuffing.
I do love stuffing.
It now, is look, good, yeah.
And here's the deal. I mean, I don't know when stovetop stuffing came out. But that lowered the standard for a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean,
the stuffing standard? Yeah.
They really think that that's what stuffing is supposed to taste like. Now, first of all, I don't know. And stuffing's good. Isn't it? When you don't have it in November or December, it's rather odd,
it's
is it
strange,
not?
Strange. Very strange.
It's kind of like, ooh, April, let's make some stuffing.
True.
But what I also wonder about is what does Pepperidge Farm do with all those bags of old bread?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Rest
yeah.
of the year. Yeah. Maybe they're in giant Ziploc bags somewhere. But again, much like, and I hate to put it in the same category, but my first thought is it's pretty much like candy corn. You don't know when it was made.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And, you know, it's supposed to be hard, right?
Correct.
So you don't know.
So yeah. It can stay, yeah.
Could be really, really, really old.
Yep.
So anyway.
But, you know, those executives over there at Stovetop are probably going, all right, boys, here's our day.
Well,
it's coming.
Yeah. I just, again... I remember the first time I tried that, I went, no, that's not stuffing.
It's garlic flavored cotton. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, very nice. I like that. I was going to see when it first came into existence.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. There's a Wikipedia for it. I'm sure. Let me see. Introduced in 1972.
All right.
Kraft stovetop cornbread stuffing mix. All right, enough of that. I'm sad. All right, let's do birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh.
Call me maybe.
Yeah, I can never remember if it's Jepsen or Jespin, so I had to look at it. It's Jepsen.
And anything else?
Not really.
Okay. No. She's 31 today, though.
All right.
Jenna Malone is 32. She's in The Hunger Games recently. Michael Strahan is 45.
Hey.
He's busy.
He's definitely a busy guy.
Lots of places.
Ken Griffey Jr., 47.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite so busy, but we used to be.
Sure.
Troy Aikman is 50 today.
Oh, my.
The big 5-0.
Yeah.
Is he still doing games on the Fox?
Yes.
Know? Is he? Okay.
Yeah, definitely still commentating.
He's made a ton of money. He really, really has.
Yeah. 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 Bjork is 51.
Really?
Yeah. From Iceland.
Okay.
Nicolette Sheridan is 53 from Desperate Housewives.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Lonnie Jordan, 68, the singer and keyboardist for War. Cisco Kid, all that stuff. Goldie Hawn, 71.
Oh, my.
Yeah, pretty right. Cool.
Yeah.
Dr. John is 76.
Okay.
Did the songs In the Right Place and Locked Down.
Mm-hmm.
And Marlo Thomas is 79.
Wow.
Yeah.
A year away from 80.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. She was really something. I guess, has kind of taken over the St. Jude's thing. From her dad, Danny Thomas, based in Memphis. And Earl of Pearl Monroe, he was a pretty good basketball player for the New York Knicks mostly. He's 72 today.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So liberals in the mainstream media would love to have convinced you that Donald Trump didn't stand a chance with the minority vote during last week's presidential election. Well, according to Breitbart, that couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, Donald Trump outperformed Mitt Romney's ballot box support from African Americans and Latinos. Exit polls collected by CNN show Trump won at least 29% of the Latino vote, while Romney won only 27% in 2012. And the poll also shows that Trump won at least 8% of the African American vote. Romney, only 6. Now, details from the poll show that Trump won 13% of the African-American male vote, 33% of the Latino male vote. Maybe somebody needs to tell Van Jones this isn't the white lash that he claimed it is.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
Attention Americans eligible for Medicare. Medicare plans are changing. New plans are now available that could increase your benefits and lower how much you pay. At Health Markets, our free service can help you find the Medicare plan that's right for you without the guesswork. Even if you're currently enrolled in a Medicare plan, you may be paying more than you need to and missing out on important benefits. This year's Medicare plan changes could mean more coverage and lower costs, but enrollment is not automatic. Call Health Markets today and we'll search thousands of Medicare plans from leading insurance companies. Plans that may cost less and cover more, with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision care, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Best of all, our service is free. Don't let the Medicare deadline pass. Call Health Markets and let us find the right Medicare plan for you without cost or obligation. Call 800-947-6701. That's 800-947-6701. 800-947-6701.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back. Chartwell's at Texas A&M, Epicure's Catering, and the Brazos Food Bank are proud to partner for the 33rd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of community volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 local Thanksgiving meals. Turkeys, canned green beans, stuffing, cranberries, and other items can be dropped off at the new Brazos Food Bank location, 1501 Independence Avenue in Bryan. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. All assistance is appreciated for this Thanksgiving meal. To request this special Thanksgiving Day meal delivery for a neighbor, yourself, or any local senior citizen, please call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. For more information about Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley, contact Epicure's Catering at 979-695-0985. Thank you for sharing your day caring for our neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, 622, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, Tucson woman led authorities on a high-speed chase. They pulled her over, so of course she did what you would expect. She stripped off her shirt and bra, raised her hands in the air, and began to dance and tell authorities she was Jesus.
That's pretty normal, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. But see, there's some confusion because at almost the same time, a man walked into a Jacksonville, Florida car dealership claiming to be Satan and threatened to shoot people unless they gave him a free car. Actually, the desk employee immediately thought something was up when he came in and introduced himself as Jesus, God, and Satan. So obviously, he's having some identity problems.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Nonetheless,
it's a struggle.
Yes. Dealership staff immediately called 911, locked themselves in the back room to wait for the police to arrive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but she's at the front desk. How did they get her back into the safety? If you'll wait just a minute, I'll get a salesperson here for you.
Just one moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus is here.
And when we need, I mean, we get video of convenience stores. Why can't we have video of this guy walking in? I mean, that would be kind of interesting to see. And
to see Jesus, God, and Satan.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I don't know what car dealership he went into, what brand did he go for, you know, what made you think of it.
What do you think he wants to drive?
Yeah.
With your money now. Wells Fargo executives are trying to understand more stringent management restrictions newly imposed on the bank by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Today's Wall Street Journal says the lender remained in the dark about both the reason for and implications of the banking regulator's mandate, which was issued in a terse statement on Friday. The agency is now requiring the bank to get approval before making a wide range of business decisions or rewarding departing executives with severance payments. Australia's Boral Limited has signed a $1.9 billion deal to acquire Utah-based building products firm Headwaters Incorporated, doubling down on the U.S. as house construction ramps up. The acquisition will double the size of Boral's U.S. business and expand its reach in fly ash, which is a byproduct of burning pulverized coal and is most commonly used as a partial replacement for cement in producing concrete. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher this morning. That's your money now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling.
It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
So with Thanksgiving coming up, it is the holiday season, and nothing goes better with the holiday season than good news. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, we've seen police departments do stuff like this before, but I don't know if we've seen the Thanksgiving version before. A bunch of people in Fort Worth last week got pulled over for some minor traffic violations, like not wearing a seatbelt and not using a turn signal. But instead of giving them tickets, the cops handed out Thanksgiving turkeys. They did it in five different spots around the city, and it looks like they might have focused on lower-income areas. One of the cops told the local news it was a small way of reminding people that the cops are actually looking out for them. And one guy who got a turkey said it was pretty inspiring, especially with how much hate there is going around the country these days. That's pretty cool. Nothing like seeing something that'll restore your faith in humanity right before the holidays. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
Good morning, it's 627, the Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning, here's what our weather looks like, and it's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service called Skyline Communications. At 775-2929, about 73 or so for a high temperature today, down to about 60 for a low temperature tonight. A little warmer tomorrow, maybe 76, and then we've got some rain moving in. It'll be kind of windy, too, gusts up to 20 miles an hour. It's a 40% chance of rain during the day, 70% chance of rain on Tuesday night. Then Wednesday, winds have shifted around out of the north. We'll have a high temperature near 80. Winds will be about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Moving on through the week, looks pretty good for Thanksgiving Day. We're looking at a high near 73 with sunny skies and about 66 on Sunday. And since it's a long weekend for you, if you want to go ahead and move into there, Saturday looks like about 68, and Sunday the same thing. So really nice temperatures, just some shower activity. And again, we could use it, quite honestly. Right now we've got fair skies outside and 45 degrees.
More Brazos Valley residents are without food this year.
But with the help of the community, many of them will once again have food on the table. I'm Steve Fulhart.
And I'm Carla Castillo. Join us for the 21st annual KBTX Food for Families Food Drive, Wednesday, December 7th at any of these four locations.
We'll be at the Brazos Center in Bryan, the Kimbrough Center in Madisonville, Mid-South Synergy in Navasota, and Navasota Valley Electric in Franklin. Drop off your donation of non-perishable food and grocery items to restock the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
We hope you'll join us in the fight against hunger this holiday season.
We've all had feelings of love with different people at different times. But what is love, and where does it come from? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
The new enrollment period for Medicare just started a few days ago, and a lot of our listeners aren't sure they've got the right plan or feel that they're paying too much. That's why we have a special guest here today to explain it all. Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization that helps folks find Medicare coverage. Welcome, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great, Larry. Thanks. For your listeners, Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money. With the Medicare enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now.
Senior VP of Health Markets, Mike, thank you so much. Now, obviously, when it comes to Medicare, it's really important that folks have the right plan for them. Tell our listeners how they can receive free help from Health Markets.
With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. Don't go it alone. Get free, unbiased help for a plan that may cost less, cover more, and give you more choices. For free Medicare assistance, go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-792-8173. That's 800-792-8173. 800-792-8173.
When we feel love towards someone, what is that emotion exactly? Is it something that comes over time?
Well, love does come over time, and yet it's built up over time through these micro moments of shared positive emotion, the shared positive emotions that we feel with others.
Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, author of the book Love 2.0.
And I think this way of looking at love as shared micro moments of positive connection helps you when love relationships become difficult, we can try to make them stronger and healthier by sharing more micro moments of positivity.
So what is a micro moment of positivity?
I think it's any time that you're face-to-face or even connected by voice, and you know you're attending to one another and connecting, and you feel safe. So those are some of the preconditions for love. I argue that love is not unconditional because it depends on whether you feel safe and whether you're connected.
And when you are connected over a shared positive moment,
something really remarkable is happening across two brains and bodies at once. People start to show this synchrony of activity and movement that really suggests that they are joining up, and that comes with a sense of mutual care. So those moments are the ones that tie us to community and to our most important relationships.
Tomorrow, how love makes you healthier. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News time is 6:31. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The current members of the Bryan City Council get one more shot at decision-making. Bryan's new mayor and two new councilmen won't be sworn into office until the end of tonight's meeting. That means the current council will give direction during this afternoon's workshop, which includes a presentation on the high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas from Texas Central Railway. And tonight's agenda gives departing Councilman Rafael Pina a fourth attempt this year for a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 West to the Forest Park Apartments. And departing Mayor Jason Byinski is asking to spend $100,000 in unbudgeted money for a proposed Mexican-American museum. The city of Bryan is holding a public reception today at 5 between their workshop and regular meeting. The city of College Station is holding a reception today shortly after 6. The city's new mayor and three council members are sworn into office. After the reception, College Station's new members will preside over the rest of what are brief agendas for their workshop and regular meeting. Residents of a College Station neighborhood have voiced their opposition to future proposals twice in a 5-day period. After the last College Station City Council meeting, there was a 5-2 vote against another zoning change opposed by homeowners in the Raintree subdivision along the freeway's northbound frontage road. Concerns from Lori Sorrell included traffic and flooding.
I am also very concerned about restaurants and the smell and the lights. I can hear the Honda dealership if they're a little too loud. If you put a lot of concrete down, we're going to hear everything at least a few streets over, not to mention the rest of the people coming out on Raintree Drive.
That was followed by an estimated crowd of 50 homeowners from Emerald Forest questioning the Metropolitan Planning Organization's recommendation to extend Harvey Mitchell Parkway past the freeway to the east by turning Emerald Parkway into a 6-lane highway. That's one of the MPO's proposals to improve traffic congestion over the next 30 years. Public hearings will continue through March on the 2050 thoroughfare plan. Supporters of creating a new community college in Brazos County funded by property taxes continue to collect petition signatures for a future election.
The Brazos Town Initiative Committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency has not released a specific number of how many signatures collected on election day have been counted. A news release issued Friday by the committee states petitions continue to be turned in and they have garnered thousands of signatures. A minimum of 10% of Brazos County's 107,000 registered voters need to be certified to hold an election. In addition to asking for the election, the committee plans to present them at January's meeting of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. The committee wants more workforce training options based in Brazos County. Committee co-chairman Andrew Nelson says proposals from other institutions, including Blinn College, do not meet the comprehensive needs of Brazos County. Committee secretary Bobby Gutierrez added, ultimately, it's about allowing the citizens of Brazos County to govern themselves. The response from Blinn College to WTAW News stated in part that in a meeting with the RVP, the representatives provided no information regarding how Blinn could expand or improve its programs. Blinn's statement also pointed out its partnerships at the new Rellis campus and a new surgical technology program. As examples, they continue to meet local workforce demands and partner with local businesses to meet Brazos County's educational needs, all at no expense to local taxpayers. You can read the complete statements from the RVP and Blinn online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The first piece of anti-abortion legislation that has been filed in Austin comes from Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents Brazos County.
There's the issue of fetal tissue donation in the state of Texas and making sure that the proper amount of regulation is in place from a state perspective so that we're not allowing fetal tissue to be sold for profit. I think that's really abhorrent and should not be allowed.
Heather Busby of the pro-choice group NARL says it's a solution in search of a problem.
There is absolutely no health or safety reason for the type of procedure ban that is frankly moot because we already have a federal law.
Co-sponsors of Senate Bill 8 include Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham. The Texas A&M Transportation Institute has received a grant from the Federal Highway Administration that could be as much as $50 million over the next 5 years to study why traffic crashes occur and to understand what affects the severity of injury outcomes. Also from TTI, for the first time in 10 years, there will be a new leader of the agency, Dennis Christensen, who is stepping down after 10 years as director and 45 years with the Institute, received a resolution at the recent Board of Regents meeting.
You should know that the agency status that we have in the A&M system is absolutely the reason why we're the size, the depth, and the breadth that we are. It's an organizational status that gives us an unfair advantage against all of our competition and allows us to do what we're doing.
Christensen also endorsed the region's choice for his successor.
I think he brings a network and a set of skills with him that guarantees we're going to do well going forward.
The Regents will take final action next month on the hiring of Gregory Winfrey, who is an assistant secretary at the U.S. Department of Transportation. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 45 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Jared Salvato with the Bank and Trust, working with you or your business to ensure your financial needs are being met is what I do best. Give me a call. I'd love to be your banker. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, 640, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. Here we go, it's weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable sunshine today, and it will be mild. Temperatures should be anywhere from 70 to 75 through the afternoon. Will be clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will drop back to around 60. Becoming cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 75. Showers and thunderstorms may produce heavy downpours tomorrow night, lows near 60. Showers end Wednesday morning. It'll become partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs on Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, two teams remain after the high school football area playoffs this weekend. Meanwhile, the A&M football team earned a much-needed win against UTSA on Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win. Embattled Texas coach Charlie Strong is likely on the chopping block, but athletic director Mike Perrin says they won't make that decision final until after the game on Friday. And in the NFL, the Cowboys extended their win streak to a franchise record 9 games with their win over the Ravens. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So the Trumps will be a split family for a while when they move into the White House. Word is that Melania, is that her name?
Melania.
Okay, Melania and son Barron will not move to the White House right away. They're going to wait till he finishes school, which is really not that unusual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, dad takes a job. He has to go ahead. Obviously, Donald doesn't have to find a place to live or, you know, find a parking contract for his car or any of the stuff that you might have to do if you were moving to another city. He's got people to take care of that. But the idea that he'll be there and Barron gets to finish school with his buddies.
Right.
So he can meet new buddies.
Well, it's going to be hard. Yeah, it's going to be hard enough for him.
Now, he's,
so.
What, 12 or something like that?
Oh, I thought, I can look, but I thought he was a little
10.
Bit.
Yes, 10. Yes, he's 10. Mm-hmm. He's a 10-year-old.
Oh.
Okay. That's according to Jason Miller, Trump's communications
advisor. So just finish this year of school.
Right.
Okay.
And then
I was
moving
thinking
to
he was like a,
or...
yeah, okay.
No, so, and again, now how's that work?
He could probably just fly to school every morning on his private jet
could probably
and
do
still
that.
Live with his dad. But you know,
I'm thinking, though, how does that whole new kid in school thing work? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it was a long time ago because I came here in second grade, so I can't necessarily remember that. But, you know, a 10-year-old kind of moving in. So 10 is what, fourth grade? Is that about right?
Fifth grade? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm sure he's not going to a public school.
No.
I don't think you have to worry about that. But still, you know, those other hoity-toity people, they could maybe just be as mean and nasty, too.
Well, and that's, I guess, you know, if he's going to be, you know, in D.C., he probably is going to a private school where a bunch of other government officials, their kids go.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of used to that lifestyle.
True. And then, you know, then those kids who want to be a bully, you know, their dad is like the undersecretary of something, and he wants to become the secretary of something, so that means you have to be nice to Barron.
I was going to say, I don't think anybody's going to pick on Barron.
Yeah.
So.
Since he's got Secret Service protection.
That, too.
How does that work? You'd always find the president's kid because he's the one who's got the six-footers walking around
walking amongst
the 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
But, you know, he might be going to a private school where all those other government officials' kids are going as well.
Yeah.
But what if, you know, what if there is a kid there who's, you know, a Democrat's son or something like that?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, Hillary should have won.
Yeah.
Not your dad.
So, I don't know. I was out yesterday fairly early, and it was fun to listen to. I mean, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, And it's fun to hear. I'm listening to Fox and Friends, that show. And, you know, the president-elect is already tweeting out at 7 in the morning, which is really pretty cool, you know? I just find that kind of fun because he's having all his meetings, and so he's tweeting about all these people he met and all that. So Donald criticized on Saturday Night Live yesterday, accusing the show in his tweets out on Sunday morning of bias. He tweeted, "I watched parts of Saturday Night Live last night, totally one-sided, a biased show, nothing funny at all, equal time for us, ? Alec Baldwin was back to be the president-elect, and he tweeted, they tweeted back and forth at each other or something. Interestingly, the ratings were down, and I'm wondering if that's because now that the election's over, nobody wants to mess with it anymore. Rick Perry.
Yeah.
He will meet today with the president-elect. Now, you know, of course, the big story is Mitt Romney and maybe Secretary of State and James Mattis maybe Secretary of Defense. What's kind of interesting in an ironic twist is that Perry is potentially a candidate for the Department of Energy, which is the same agency that he forgot back in 2011. Yeah, his oops agency. So he could be the secretary of the oops agency.
Wow.
Yeah. Among the things Saturday Night Live did, kind of fun, we'll play this for you. It's called The Bubble for all those people who can't believe the election turned out the way it did.
What if there was a place where the unthinkable didn't happen and life could continue for progressive Americans just as before?
Now there is.
Welcome to The Bubble.
Coming in January 2017, The Bubble is a planned community of like-minded freethinkers, and no one else.
So if you're an open-minded person, come here and close yourself in.
In here, it's like the election never happened.
While who knows what the hell is happening outside in their America, The Bubble will be a fully functioning city-state.
With things everybody loves, like hybrid cars, used bookstores, and small farms with the rawest milk you've ever tasted.
We've streamlined our high-speed internet with only the good sites, like HuffPo, Daily Coast, Netflix documentaries about sushi rice. The Bubble has so much to do.
Go to a bar and engage with a wide array of diverse viewpoints.
100%. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Totally.
Right?
The Bubble is a diverse community and safe space for everyone. We don't see color here, but we celebrate it.
And unlike the rest of America, anybody is welcome to join us. One-bedroom apartments start at $1.9 million.
Planning is underway to give you everything you need.
Except police or firemen. Because we haven't found any who'd agree to live here.
It's their America now.
We'll be fine. Right here in the bubble.
There you go.
The bubble.
There you go. Yeah,
everything
right.
But police and fire because we can't find any to live here.
That part was very funny.
Yes, and the one-bedroom apartment for just $1.9 million. There you are at 647.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There's a handful of horticultural facts that could save Texas gardeners a lot of frustrations. Since we're coming toward another growing season in just a couple of months, I thought this might be a great time to step back and look at gardening fundamentals. I'll be back with details right after this important message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door and windows, windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sunshine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. If we're going to talk about gardening fundamentals, let's start out with your local hardiness zone. Skipping the technicalities, this is a zoning map from the federal government that gives a predicted low temperature for every county in the United States. You can find out your county and your hardiness zone by doing a search on the web for USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map. That's the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map, and then you want to click on it. Nursery plants will show their hardiness zones on their labels. You're going to see in Texas labels that will be for Zone 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. And you need to make sure that you choose a number that is equal to your local area or a smaller number. In other words, a Zone 6 plant will grow in Zone 7, but a Zone 8 plant probably would freeze in Zone 7. You need to look at your native soils. With the exception of some of the sandy soils in deep east Texas, much of Texas is covered by alkaline soils. Much of Texas is covered with clay soils. You need to know what properties your soil has before you start choosing the plants to grow in that soil. We need to think about our Texas growing seasons. The word is plural because, unlike the North, Texas has two distinct growing seasons. We have spring and we have fall. They're separated on one end by the winter, but summer also causes many of our plants to go essentially dormant as well. And you need to know when your average killing freeze is for your part of the state. And that is really a very important date. You don't want to rush the season too much. You want to plant a lot of things right about the average date of the last killing freeze. And you need to time your fall plantings for annual color and for fall vegetables to be sure that your garden is productive before the first freeze occurs. You can find maps of that sort from Texas A&M and other places online. You need to know the best plants for your region. There's a big group of plants, but the list would include things like oaks, and also you might want to include cedar elms, pecans, Chinese pistachios. It really depends on where you are in the state. In terms of shrubs, hollies are good in much of the state. Junipers are good everywhere that they have full sun. Nandinas are as well. Abelias are as well. You know what you need to do? You need to talk to a nurseryman in your area and get specific advice for each plant that you're going to be setting out. You need to ask questions before you buy them. I'm Neil Sperry. The worst pruning decisions will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. In high school football, four teams entered the area playoffs this weekend, but only two teams remain as Bryan fell to Cedar Park 42-20 and Buffalo fell to Newton 50-7. Meanwhile, A&M Consolidated beat Brenham 27-7 and the undefeated College Station Cougars raced past Magnolia 63-25. In college football, Jake Hubenak threw for 248 yards and a touchdown, and Miles Garrett had 4.5 sacks to help the then 23 Texas A&M get back on track with a 23-10 win over UTSA on Saturday. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the game.
Getting a win is big. Coming back in here on a short week with some energy and some confidence was really what we wanted to get done today. And I thought, you know, for the most part, that's what we did.
The Aggies were in desperate need of a victory after consecutive losses to Mississippi State and Mississippi ruined their shot at the college football playoffs. The Aggs next take on LSU on Kyle Field on Thanksgiving at 6:30 p.m. Pregame will be at 5:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the rankings, Alabama remains the top-ranked team in college football, followed by Ohio State and Michigan. Along with Wisconsin at number 5, the Big Ten has three teams in the top 5. Houston jumped back into the poll off its upset of Louisville at number 18, and Texas A&M is 22nd.
Meanwhile, in Austin, Texas Athletic Director Mike Perrin says football coach Charlie Strong's future with the Longhorns will be decided after the Longhorns' next game. Perrin called multiple reports that Texas had decided to fire Strong, quote, rumors, and said Strong will be evaluated after the Longhorns play TCU on Friday. Texas is 5-6 after losing in overtime to Kansas on Saturday. Strong is 16-20 in his three seasons and still has 2 years left on a guaranteed contract that pays him more than $5 million per season. Strong has three straight seasons of six losses or more. In A&M men's basketball, fans are invited to be a part of the first Billy Kennedy radio show of the season tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. In addition to getting the inside scoop on the defending SEC champions from Kennedy, the show includes in-depth interviews with Aggie players and staff, as well as a preview of the Aggies' upcoming action at the Wooden Legacy. Again, the Billy Kennedy show begins tonight at 7 p.m., and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M women's basketball, the Aggies moved its record to 3-0 for the fourth straight year and 10th time in their last 11 years with a 63-48 win over Stephen F. Austin at Reed Arena. The Aggies return to action on Wednesday at Little Rock at 6:30 p.m. Pregame will be at 6:15, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M volleyball, the squad saw its eight-match win streak come to an end as the Aggies fell to number 23 Kentucky in a key Southeastern Conference matchup yesterday at Memorial Coliseum. The Aggs next take on LSU on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. In the NFL,
13 blitz look, here they come. Prescott slant, Dez 5 to the goal line. Touchdown! Dez Bryant, second of the day. The Cowboys have a 2-touchdown lead.
Dak Prescott threw 3 touchdown passes, and the Dallas Cowboys got a 9th straight win with a 27-17 victory over the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. 2 of the scoring strikes went to Dez Bryant. Tony Romo was active for the first time after breaking a bone in his back in a preseason game. Ezekiel Elliott had 97 yards rushing. The 9-game win streak is a new franchise record for the Cowboys. Also in the NFL tonight for Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans take on the Oakland Raiders at 7:30 p.m. in Mexico City. Pregame will be at 7, and you can catch that one on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM as well. And in Homestead, Florida,
they've come through every one of the problems, and they come home victorious. Jimmy Johnson wins at Homestead and scores on history-making 7th championship, tying the late Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty.
Jimmy Johnson has captured his 7th NASCAR championship, holding off defending champion Kyle Busch and Joey Logano on a late restart. The win ties Johnson with Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty in the NASCAR record books. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help you?
Hi, Jan. I've been having this unusual feeling all week. It feels like...
Did you say...
What does it mean?
Oh, that's just the feeling you get this time of year during Toyotathon.
That's amazing!
Right? We've got plenty of great vehicles to choose from during Toyotathon and lots of great leases, plus low APR financing.
I'm going to Toyotathon as soon as I can.
Oh, I wouldn't wait. Toyotathon ends January 3rd. Don't miss out.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, that's the sound of a missed opportunity.
Hurts my ears.
Sorry. Maybe I should have gone with a slide whistle.
Toyotathon is on. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2016 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $399 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 12/5/16.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. like crystal clear HD picture and sound. Thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $14,900. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with the no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
It's the weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. About 73 or so for a high temperature today, up to probably 76 for tomorrow. We do have sunshine almost all week, but tomorrow there's a 40% chance of rain during the day and a 70% chance of rain with a wind shift on Tuesday night. It's 45 right now, WTAW.